Gary White. We've just seen Winnie Wainer score another impressive win here in Hobart. It probably makes up for the last start where she was a bit unlucky.
Yeah, she was unlucky, Pete. Run and tried to give her the run of the race, but unfortunately he had pressure from his inside, which made his had the change course in the straight, then she hit the line quite well. Ronan got away with some cheap sectionals. The horse still was a little bit keen because he had to strike out of the gates. Then, as you said, he took the initiative, put the issue behind out, probably 600 from home. They were all chasing off the bridle. Look, and she did a great job. She's probably just a tad fresh going in the run. I backed off her during the week. But she shows potential. It was good for David and Louise. You know, they put a lot of money into my stable and into Tasmanian racing, and it's great for them to win this race. And I'm sure she's got better races in store.
Well, I go back last season when Craig Newitt rode her, and he got off and said she might be a Launceston Cup horse. Do you still have that in the back of your mind?
Look, once as you saw the other week, she can settle. And I'm sure if we don't stoke her up, she's always shown potential to go over ground. And I'm sure, you know, you can't sort of second guess people like Craig Newitt. She obviously gave him a good feel, and her coach is leaving her now, so she's come back in fine fettle, and I'm sure it's only onwards and upwards.
Has she developed to the stage where you thought she'd be at this age?
Yes, yes, Pete. Look, we put the blinkers on her again today, and they made her sort of probably a bit keener. But she's definitely stronger in herself. She's got a great constitution, and that makes it a lot easier when you're training, good mares.
All right, mate. Any idea where you're likely to go with her next?
Oh, look, I'll sit down with the boss, and we'll work it out. But we don't want to go too fast too soon.